back on the Chad and Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. In studio with me, Jordan Wheatley. And we are getting to talk about the 2014 Home and Garden Show and kind of what we were talking about during the break. It marks the end of winter. At least that's what it seems. Maybe not how it feels today, but hopefully this weekend it'll feel real nice out there and get people in the mood to go out to the Home and Garden Show. This is sponsored by the West Texas Home Builders Association. And Jordan, welcome back to the show.
Chad, thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming in today. Tell folks what they need to know about the 2014 Home and Garden Show.
Well, this is our annual event here that the public has grown to expect from the Home Builder Association. It's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center. Our tickets are $5 for adults and $2 under 12. Demand for exhibitors was at an all-time high this year. We have 85 total exhibitors that will be in the Civic Center, and this show sold out about 3 months ago. So,
wow.
We're expecting an all-time high attendance.
Yeah, people want to be part of the show. Yeah, you know, if you're a business out there, they really wanted to be part of this show because you get just thousands of people who go through this.
That's right, and everyone that comes has a chance to win our $8,000 backyard makeover. It just comes with so many things, too many to list, but all you do is take your ticket and go around to different exhibitors, and they'll punch it, and then you put it in the hopper there at the end, and we'll have a drawing for that makeover. Again, this Home and Garden Show, a portion of our proceeds goes to the Lubbock Homes for Heroes. This has become our mission here at the Home Builder Association. This is what we've grown to love and do. Our heroes will be there, so you can come and visit with them. Anthony, Lewis, and Sean, we've built three homes for them, and we're actively looking for our next hero for this coming fall.
Speaking with Jordan Wheatley, and the 2014 Home and Garden Show is coming up this weekend. And one thing about that outdoor makeover, I know there was another outdoor makeover last year, correct?
That's right.
And you had to do the same thing where you got the punch-outs. And what was real funny, because we went out, my wife and I, we went out to the Home and Garden Show, and you could see everyone goes through. And then afterwards, it seems you see people just running around trying to find the booths that, you know, are the sponsors that need to get the stamp. Well, this year it's a little bit easier to find those people, right?
Right, yeah. We decided this year to put helium balloons at each location that you have to get your ticket punched. So it makes it a little more user-friendly for the people that are looking to enter in the backyard makeover.
Yeah, that way you don't have people just running around pushing everyone out of the way. And this, you're going to find all kinds of exhibitors. There's, 85 exhibitors? And this is ranging from indoor to outdoor, correct?
Indoor, outdoor. I looked at the list this morning. We've got people from carpet tech to the synthetic turf people that's a real hot deal right now to cutlery. I saw one of those this morning. Hmm. And Atmos Energy, City of Lubbock. It's just a wide range, and it's just a slice of our membership that chooses to come and show off their products.
You mentioned earlier that you think you're going to have an all-time high attendance,
right?
For people who want to go to this. Why do you think it's such a popular show?
It's just like you said earlier in the intro. It's kind of signals the end of winter and people wanting to get out and do and figure out what they want to do in their backyard and what they want to do on the inside and their kitchen makeover. It's just it's a time to get active again and start the year.
You know, as a builder, one of the things that it has been a trend. And are you still seeing the backyard as one of the big trends that people want? That nice, you know, functional backyard.
That is definitely a growing trend. I always just think of it as people wanting to take the inside outside, mm-hmm. And especially here in West Texas, people, my gosh, just want to be outside in these cool summers. So
yeah.
It makes it a perfect place to be outside, watching a ball game, hanging out with your friends. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Exactly. All right. Let's see. This is coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Where can people get tickets?
They can get tickets at the door. That's what I would recommend. And you can get more information about all of this at Lubbock Home and Garden Show com.
All right. Jordan Wheatley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chad.